You're listening to SBS News.
Steve Sodomare has struggled to find work since losing his hospitality job in March. He came to Australia from Guatemala 3 years ago to study, but as a non-permanent resident, he can't access JobSeeker.
It was rough news at the time, and little by little it started to become worse and worse, till the point that there was just not work. I remember, like, at first it was the news of, oh, hi guys, like, sadly, like, it's not much that we can do, it's just what it is, you know. We wish that we could, like, give you guys more work, more hours, but sadly we'll have to cut your hours.
But there's some hope, with Australia's unemployment figures improving. They showed a fall in unemployment from 7.5% to 6.8%, a result few saw coming, including Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Today's job numbers shows that the Australian economy is fighting back against the virus. 111,000 jobs were created in the month of August. The unemployment rate fell from 7.5% to 6.8%, significantly better than market expectations.
458,000 jobs were also created in the past 3 months, 60% of those going to women and 40% to young people. Angela Jackson is lead economist from Equity Economics.
So these are the people that lost their job at the beginning of the pandemic, around 870,000 Australians. And what we're seeing is increasingly some of those Australians are getting back to work, but it's still around half of them are still out of work. And so what we're seeing in these figures is that really coming through. So we're seeing the economy rebound, the pandemic, particularly in large parts of Australia, the restrictions have been lifted and people are getting back to work.
Today's figures show that in August, more people began looking for work, but many still aren't working as many hours as they'd like, with the underemployment rate remaining unchanged at 11.2%. The total number of hours worked inched higher to 0.1%, but that was weighed down by a near 5% fall in Victoria as the rest of the country rose 1.8%. The divergence was also clear in job losses, with Victoria losing more than 42,000 during the month as it entered stage 4 lockdowns, though it was offset by most of the other states and territories. More than half of the jobs lost in April and May have now returned. But despite today's good news, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is still warning it's not all smooth sailing.
We recognise that despite this fall today in Australia's official unemployment rate, many Australians are doing it tough, and that the road to recovery will be long, it will be hard, and it will be bumpy.
That prediction is backed up by the OECD, the international body slashing its forecast for Australia's economic growth for next year because of Victoria's lockdown, and the Reserve Bank and Treasury forecasting unemployment will rise to 10% by the end of the year, with economist Angela Jackson warning today's figures may not be a true representation.
This is not the state of play today. We won't know really what's going on until that JobKeeper program comes to an end, which isn't until March next year.
Labor too fears the coming changes to JobKeeper and JobSeeker will only make things worse. Brendan O'Connor is the Shadow Employment Minister.
Our fear is that we will see a decline in employment, an increase in unemployment and underemployment, if they take away billions of dollars to provide support for businesses and workers in our economy. And that's what the government's foreshadowing. The government is foreshadowing that in just 10 days' time, they're going to rip billions of dollars out of the economy, which could have very adverse effects on businesses and indeed on employment.
That prospect is already felt by thousands like Steve Sodomare, though he remains optimistic.
There's hope. There's a lot of people that, you know, are willing to help.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.